Welcome to Home Organizing for Beginners. I'm Tammy, your home organizing educator. I'm going to guess this has happened to you before, and I only know because it's happened to me too. You finally feel motivated to get organized. You have the whole weekend planned. You're going to start with your office, then do the junk drawer in the kitchen. You know it's a stretch goal, but you totally feel up for it. Saturday morning hits, you get up, you get your cup of coffee, and you dive in, starting with your desk. It's cluttered, stuff piled up all over it, so you start there. You start with a pile of paperwork, you see some old bills, and you think, oh no, did I pay those? You take a look online and find that they are paid. Thank goodness. Okay, still feeling motivated, you dive back into the rest of the piles. There's a few things, you go through them, you're feeling good, and then you hit a pile of books that your kids used to read. You page through them and you feel a pang of sadness. You brush that to the side along with the books. Now you open a drawer. You know the top of the desk isn't done, but that all needs a lot of hard decisions. You feel like the drawers should be easier, but they're not. You forgot that the last time you got organized, you shoved a bunch of old paperwork inside. Ugh. And you think, maybe the junk drawer will be easier. I need more coffee anyhow. You get into the kitchen and you find that it's noon. You're hungry. It's lunchtime. But nothing is really actually done yet. You make some lunch, you sit down, you watch a show, and pretty much never return to the project. This happens because making decisions is hard, and it's okay. If making the decision of what to do with your kids' books was easy, they wouldn't be piled on your desk, would they? As someone who is or feels like they're just starting their home organizing journey, you want to be set up for lasting home organizing solutions, right? In order to make that happen, you'll have to do something different than you've done before or what society tells us. Instead of starting with cute bins and resolving to just get rid of everything, you can put together a decision strategy. In this episode, I'll share with you what a decision strategy is, why you need one, and what to consider to create your own. So let's start with what a decision strategy is and what it is not. A decision strategy helps you know how best to decide what to do with all the things that you'll be sorting through during your home organizing journey. The volume of decisions we make on a normal day is a lot, and we can experience something called decision fatigue. When we put even more decision making on top of a normal day, it can become just too much. Instead, we create a decision strategy where we decide in advance exactly how we'll handle the decision of what to do with the different types of items we come across during our home organizing journey. This allows you to think well in advance of taking action. You no longer have to decide on the fly. A decision strategy is not cookie cutter. I can't be the one to tell you what you should do with your things. Only you can make that decision. Only you know how you feel and think. I wholeheartedly believe that not even a professional organizer that you hire and pay should tell you what to do with your stuff. It's such a personal choice, and you should never, ever feel bad about your choice or feel pressured to get rid of anything you're not ready to get rid of. Having a decision strategy in hand when you tackle any home organizing project will give you freedom because you won't feel weighed down with every item you touch. The overwhelm you normally feel will subside because you've already figured out what to do with the stuff. I'm not saying there won't be difficult steps to take, but a decision strategy resolves the biggest challenges you face in your home organizing journey. You'll also gain confidence as you begin sorting through all the things more quickly than you would otherwise. Thinking through this in advance saves you time in the long run. You're not reinventing the wheel every time you want to organize a space in your home. Now that you know what a decision strategy is and why you want one, let's take time to create yours. You can access a free download to help you create your own decision strategy in the free program called The Secrets to Lasting Home Organization. The link will be in the show notes. To create your decision-making strategy, you'll need to set aside time to really think through each of these things, maybe sit in a quiet space without interruption. So there's a few things I want you to think through. Sentimental items. Are you going to keep them? Are you going to take pictures? Are you going to store them? Are you going to display them? Again, there's no wrong answer here. For me, sentimental items are a sticking point, and it's something I really have to think about before I get started. Paperwork. Will you keep hard copies? Are you going to store them digitally? Are you going to throw them away? Is it some combination of those items? Do you have storage space or space constraints that you need to keep in mind? If so, what are they? Who will have the final decision? You, your spouse, your kids. So if you're organizing your kids' bedroom, they really should be involved, and they should be the ones making the decision. This is kind of a nice thing because not only does it take the decision-making off of your plate, but it puts it onto theirs and teaches them a skill they're going to need as they grow up. What is your current mindset in regards to parting with things? Does the thought make you feel sick or are you ready? I can tell you that up until about 2 years ago, I didn't want to get rid of anything sentimental. I kept it all. But all of a sudden, I was very tired of the boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff I had stashed all over the place. There's kids' toys, kids' artwork, school papers. I was ready to part with it. But had I gotten rid of any of it before, I would have been so upset about it. So there's absolutely no wrong way to answer any of these questions. You can keep it all, you can throw it all away, you can donate it, you can sell it. You can even decide not to decide yet. And we get into that a little bit when I talk about sort. That's another strategy that you'll learn about in a few weeks. You can dive deeper into devising your decision strategy with me by your side. Sign up for the Secrets to Lasting Home Organization at homeorganizingforbeginners.com. It is a completely free resource for you. Join me next week as we dive into strategy 4, right size. I share what it means to right size your home organizing project, why you need to, and how to make it happen. Thanks so much and have a great day. I hope we have the opportunity to get to know each other better.